We competed for that prison. Holland told me, like a Toyota plant, or a Honda. It was a give-and-take process. It always is. Correctional staff get tax breaks. We built houses, we expanded our school, and final item was we had to sign on to their crisis plan. Which is what? If there's an escape, we have a pre-assigned role. Which is what? The whole of the Bolton PD moves up to a pre-arranged perimeter a mile out. All of you? Every last one of us, on duty or off, awake or asleep, healthy or sick. Are you serious? It's what we had to agree. For the good of the town. Not good, Reacher said. Not good at all, Peterson said. If that siren goes off, we drop everything and head north. All of us. Which means if that siren goes off any time in the next month, we leave Janet Salter completely unprotected. Chapter 9. Reacher finished most of his second beer and said, That's insane. Only in reality, Peterson said. Not on paper. The highway patrol is theoretically available to us as backup, and the feds offered us witness protection for Mrs. Salter. But the highway patrol is usually hours away all winter long, and Mrs. Salter refused the protection. She says the bikers are the ones who should be locked up miles from home, not her. Problem, Reacher said. Tell me about it, Peterson said. Reacher glanced at the moonlit view out the window and said, But it's not exactly ideal escaping weather, is it? Not right now. Maybe not for months. There's 2 feet of virgin snow on the ground for 5 miles all around. If someone gets through whatever kind of a fence they have out there, they'll die of exposure inside an hour. Or get tracked by a helicopter. Their footsteps will be highly visible. Peterson said, No one escapes on foot anymore. They stow away in a food truck or something. So why form a perimeter a mile out? Nobody said their crisis plan makes any sense. So fake it. Leave some folks in place. At least the women in the house. We can't. There will be a head count. We'll be audited. We don't comply to the letter, we'll get hit with federal supervision for the next 10 years. The town signed a contract. We took their money. For the extra cars? Peterson nodded. And for housing? Everyone lives within 10 minutes. Everyone gets a car. Everyone keeps his radio on. Everyone responds instantaneously. Can't you stick Mrs. Salter in a car and take her with you? We're supposed to keep civilians away. We certainly can't take one with us. She would refuse anyway. It would be like arresting her. Can't do that. Has anyone escaped so far? No. It's a brand new prison. They're doing okay. So, hope for the best. You don't get it. We would hope for the best. If this was about random chance or coincidence, we wouldn't be sweating it. But it isn't, because the same guy who wants us out of Janet Salter's house has the actual personal power to make that happen any old time he wants to. By escaping on cue? Reacher said. I don't think so. I know prisons. Escapes take a long time to organize. He would have to scope things out, make a plan, find a truck driver, build trust, get money, make arrangements. There's more. It gets worse. Tell me. Part 2 of the crisis plan is for a prison riot. The corrections people move in off the fence, and we take over the towers and the gate. All of you? Same as part 1 of the plan. And prison riots don't take a long time to organize. They can start in a split second. Prisons are riots just waiting to happen, believe me. There was no third bottle of beer. No more substantive conversation. Just a few loose ends to tie up, and a little reiteration. Peterson said, "You see? The guy can time it almost to the minute. The wrong thing gets said to the wrong person. A minute later, a fight breaks out. A minute after that, there's a full-blown riot brewing. We get the call. 10 minutes after that, we're all more than 5 miles from Janet Salter's house." "He's in lockup," Reacher said. "The county jail, right? Which is a separate facility. Nobody riots in lockup. They're all awaiting trial. They're all busy making out like they're innocent." "He's a biker. He'll have friends in the main house. Or friends of friends. That's how prison gangs work. They look after their own. And there are lots of ways of communicating." "Not good," Reacher said again. "Not good at all," Peterson said. "When the siren sounds, we leave the old-timer civilian on the desk, and that's it. He's supposed to call us back if there's a terrorist alert, but short of that, our hands are tied."
"You expecting a terrorist alert?"
"Not here. Mount Rushmore has symbolic value, but that's Rapid City's problem." Reacher asked, "Did you expand the police department, too? Like the school?" Peterson nodded. "We had to, because the town grew."
"How much did you expand?"
"We doubled in size, by which time we were competing with the prison for staff. It was hard to keep standards up, which is a big part of Chief Holland's problem. It's like half of us are his from the old days and half of us aren't."
"I can't help him," Reacher said. "I'm just a guy passing through."
"You can make those calls to the army. That would help him. If we get through the next month, we're going to need that information."
"I've been out too long. It's a new generation now. They'll hang up on me."
"You could try."
"I wouldn't get past a switchboard."
"Back when I came on the job, we had a special emergency number for the FBI office in Pierre. The system changed years ago, but I still remember the number."
"So?"
"I'm guessing there's a number you remember, too. Maybe not for a switchboard."
Reacher said nothing. Peterson said, "Make the calls for us."
"That's all, I promise. We'll handle the rest, and then you can get on your way."
Reacher said nothing.